This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the distinguishing features of the Day of Judgment is that people will try to pull down other individuals. They will try to criminalize other individuals. There will be a few who will intercede, but the vast majority will endeavor to criminalize others in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst them are other ummas. And here we see a great virtue of this ummah because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this ummah is the last one, but the reckoning of this ummah will be the first. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this ummah will be standing on a high plane, overlooking everybody else and bearing witness for others. Imagine a Nabi like Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who called his people for 950 years. On the Day of Judgment, his people will come. After 950 years of da'wah, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam says himself, Inni da'utu qawmi laylan wa nahara. I called my people morning, evening, afternoon. They didn't accept. Only 80 individuals accepted his da'wah. Come the Day of Judgment, when his people will be asked, did Nuh convey the message? They will say, no, he didn't convey the message. Then Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will be asked, did you convey the message? He will say, yes. He said, what's your witness upon this? He will say, my witness upon this is the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, us, this ummah. So they will come to us and they will say to us, did Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam convey the message? And we will say, yes. And they will say, well, how do you know? You one day. We will say, because our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, and our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke the truth, and the Quran mentioned that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam called the people for 950 years. And this is where the verse of the Quran is mentioned. You are an ummah, which is a modern nation. You will be witnesses upon humanity, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be a witness upon the rest of humanity, and he will be a witness upon you. One day the Messenger of Allah asked Abdullah bin Mas'ud to recite the Quran for him. Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, oh Messenger of Allah, I recite the Quran to you. Although the Quran has been revealed upon you, the Messenger of Allah said, I want to listen to the Quran. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is reciting the Quran. And he comes to the verses which mentioned that the Messenger of Allah will be a witness on humanity. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, oh Abdullah, stop. Oh, stop. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam began to cry. On that day, where you sit now, watching this video, what you did an hour ago, what you did last week, what you did from the moment that you were born, everything will bear witness upon you. Man won't speak. The earth will say, oh Allah, this person prayed upon me. This person did dhikr upon me. This person did good upon me. And another person, conversely, would be that person who did evil. You sit in the darknesses of your house and you think nobody is watching you. On that day, everything around you will bear witness either for you or against you. Man will turn around to this object, to the earth, and say, why did you do that for? The earth will say, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَالَهَا, because your Lord, my Lord, commanded me. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you, then there's nothing that you can do. There are some people who think their exception is sharp. You know, they think they can get out of any situation. There will be individuals on the Day of Judgment that they will try to pull a fast one on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be one person, the Messenger of Allah told his story and he began to laugh. He said, there will be one person, he will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will bring witness. He will say, Allah, I accept no witness besides myself against myself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a seal upon his mouth. Today we will put a seal upon your mouths. These hands will speak. These feet will speak. After the seal is removed from the mouth of this individual, this man will turn to his limbs and he will say, why did you give witness against me? Don't you know I'm destroyed and you're destroyed? The limbs will say, it was the command of Allah. What could we do?